You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with the fantastic Mr. Aaron Zommers, our producer and engineer on the board. It is 6 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Welcome into hour number 2 of the big program on this Thursday, April 10th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Glad to be with you. Overcast skies, but little by little, poco a poco, as they say in Spanish. I think we're able to do that yet, right, Zommers? Still able to speak Spanish?
For now.
All right. Poco a poco is going to get better. Brittany Merlot saying that the weather will improve throughout the weekend and, upper 60s maybe by the end. As we said last hour, many farmers markets, including here the Dane County Farmers Market, opening up this weekend on the Capitol Square. Cannot wait. One of the best farmers markets in the Midwest, let alone Wisconsin. Always look forward to that. Check out your local farmers market. Support them if you can. Many thanks to Sean Fetaplace for being with us last hour, the campaign director of Main Street Alliance. Fantastic to have him in difficult times. You know, like I say, as a former small business owner myself, having a coffee shop, you know, not a whole lot of coffee from United States of America. There is Hawaii, and I get that. And some people really like the Kona coffee. And yeah, I mean, some of that's okay. But, and I'm not trying to talk down to about producers, but in the coffee world, those who really know coffee, and I learned, I'm not saying I am one, I just learned from people that are, that, you know, Hawaiian coffee does not rank high in terms of really quality coffee. Most of the quality coffee in the world comes from either Central America, including Mexico, or South America, or in Asia, you know, Indonesia, those areas, Vietnam, Africa.
A particular band in the Southern Hemisphere.
Right, Africa as well, Ethiopia. So those are the places that there's no way that we can rely on just Hawaii, the small percentage what they are able to produce. And there's no other place in the United States you can do it. So think of something as simple as your morning coffee routine. And then the small coffee shops around Wisconsin. Going to be absolutely impacted on that. 855-752-4842. Let's go back to the phone lines. Dale in beautiful Wausau, listening to WXCO up there in Wausau. Dale, thanks for calling back. What do you got for us today?
Yeah, thanks, Todd and Aaron. Love your show.
Appreciate it.
The Trump administration arresting and deporting these supposed gang members from the U.S. to El Salvador without giving them due process is one of the steps to becoming an authoritarian government. El Salvador is now Trump's Siberia. I think all these El Salvador deportees should be brought back and given due process. Yeah. I do not trust the Trump administration with anything of any type. Trump and his administration would say they are all confirmed gang members, and I would not trust any part of that. Another step towards authoritarianism is when there is peaceful protests and then having the military shoot protesters in the knees, as Trump wanted to do in his first administration. With respect to civic media, if there is ever anything being ordained by God, it would be civic media, not Donald Trump. Thanks,
I appreciate it, Dale. I wouldn't go that far to say we're ordained by God, but we appreciate the sentiment. Look, you know, we just do our little part here in the middle of the day. We have all of our great colleagues doing their part as well.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead.
Yeah, that's the point here is to bring people the facts, right? Is to bring them unfiltered. Sure, I can bring my opinion, and I say that. Look, this is my opinion or my analysis. But my only agenda And I made this very clear 2.5 years ago to our owner, Sage Weil, when I took the job. I said, look, I schlepped the Republican Party for 30 years. I don't have any interest in schlepping for anybody's political agenda anymore. So what do you expect? What do you want me to say? And he looked kind of surprised by the question. He said, tell the truth and do it with integrity. I said, that's it. He goes, yeah. I said, well, I can do that. So that's the reason that I'm here every day and show up. I'm very thankful for the opportunity to do that. I'm very thankful to work for an organization, a company who allows me to pursue the truth with no social or political agenda. So that's I appreciate the thoughts, Dale. And by the way, a little bit later on this hour, we're going to get into more of this, of what ICE is doing to people in this country and sending them to these prisons in El Salvador. Thanks, Dale. I really appreciate the call. Well, before we leave the tariff stuff, I found this interesting. I found this. In a rather shocking development to the tech company, for the tech company, Apple, they reportedly had 5 plane loads full of iPhones flown in to the United States as the company sought to avoid new U.S. tariffs. Indeed, the tech giant is one of the many companies coping with President Donald Trump's new Liberation Day, so-called, tariffs. The plan was announced last week with the goal of balancing trade. According to a new report, and you know, it's a little bit funny in my opinion, because you know, Apple's a big company. They can absorb things like this. Apple flies in 5 plane loads of iPhones to avoid the midnight deadline last night. And then, as it turns out, Trump said, just kidding. So, I mean, think how much Apple spent. And I know, look, there's no tears shed for Apple, right? But, I mean, think of the cost of that. Of putting that, all the, on the other side, right? Getting out of the warehouse, wherever that is, in China or Taiwan or whatever. And then finding the planes, chartering the planes, putting it on there, getting it through customs before midnight to beat the deadline. And then, holy crap, if we just waited 48 hours more, we wouldn't have had to do any of that.
Yeah, it's the same thing, just at a larger scale, that small businesses have to go through. Mm-hmm. It just shows you can't plan around this crap because it changes every 4 hours.
Right. Yeah, that's a great point. So it doesn't matter whether you're a small business or whether you're a larger business like Apple, one of the biggest in the world, everybody is trying to deal with this as best they can. 13 now past the hour, 1 o'clock time once again for What's Worse. Let's go.
Then, of course, the choice is yours. You can get with this or you can get with that.
Time once again to play What's Worse. No prize money involved, nothing to give away, but it is your opportunity to have your voice heard across statewide radio. No better place to advertise than right here with us. We are very proud to be the second largest radio network in Wisconsin, second only to Wisconsin Public Radio. So we're the largest privately owned radio network in Wisconsin. We cover all major media markets. No better place to have your voice heard, your company advertised at the Civic Media. Go to civicmedia.us to find out how you can join us and how we can help you. Civicmedia.us. All right, Sommers, I will admit something on the air to you. I had to go to the dictionary before today's What's Worse.
That's okay. We can share the dictionary definitions. I pulled them up with everybody.
Did you really? All right. Because yeah. I thought, well, I think I know what this is, but I wanted to be sure. It's a great category, by the way, because, you whether you're a business person, whether you're just socially interacting, what's better, to be too over the top or too shy? That's how I would say it. But no, a little highbrow here today. Here's the category. What's worse for today? Timid or temerity? What's worse? Timid or temerity? Mr. Sommers, would you like to enlighten us with the definitions you pulled up?
Yes. The Oxford definition of timid is showing a lack of courage or confidence, easily frightened. So timid, you could say shy, you could say cowardly. The connotation is maybe a little
cowardly
less.
Cowardly is a little over the top, don't you
cowardly
think?
Cowardly is far more.
Yeah, that's on the extreme end.
That's on the extreme end. But yeah. But that type of thing.
But
reserved,
shy.
Holding back, yeah. Afraid to do something.
Timid.
And temerity is excessive confidence or boldness, audacity.
So, I mean, and I guess I've heard the term when someone says, well, the temerity of that. And just the temerity.
Audacity.
Right. But I had to look it up. So what's worse, timid or temerity? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. Download it at your Apple or Android device. Maybe one of those Apple phones that came over in those five planes last night.
Maybe.
What's worse, timid or temerity? Is it better to be shy and reserved? Or is it worse to be outgoing and over the top? Excessive confidence. I like that one. Here's another. It says temerity and being timid. One involves excessive confidence and the other involves a lack of it. That's pretty
yes.
good. Right? So what's worse, timid or temerity?
That's a difficult one.
855-752-4842, 855-752-4842.
They can really both lead to rough situations. Like if we look at
right.
where we are in American right. politics, right. both timidity and temerity have led us here in different ways.
That's well said, Zombers. That's really, really well said. They have both contributed to where we find ourselves in American politics today. 855-752-4842. Let's go out to the Driftless, listening on WRCE in Richland Center. John, out in beautiful Boaz. John, timid or temerity? What's worse?
Timid is worse.
Why so?
Because you might need to have that good Samaritan helping you out when you're fighting a burglar at nighttime, which happened to me a week ago.
Really? You got a
I
burglar?
Was there at nighttime. I caught a burglar, and I called the sheriff. And if you're timid, you would have not been able to help me. So I was going to kill this man as burglar, or he was going to kill me.
My God. Now, what? What,
yes.
Did
Richland County.
I know.
Was he
breaking
United
in like through a window
States
or a door or what?
No, it was tools that were in the backyard,
oh
in
my
the side
gosh.
Yard, and in the house. The house wasn't locked, but the tools were all laying all over.
So
he pulled out $500 worth of tools. That's a little short of a felony for a burglar.
Right. So how'd you stop him?
I caught him the next day.
Oh my
before
gosh.
He's going to work,
right?
He's all jacked up on coffee, and I confronted him at his own doorstep, and I said, all right, where's my tools?
He was jacked up on coffee? Oh, my God. I'm glad you're safe, John. Thank you very much. Best call of the day. The best answer of what's worse ever. Back after this on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
I think I'm gonna call him out. She says, I think he did it, but I just can't prove it. I think he did it, but I just can't prove it. I think he did it, but I just can't.
Welcome back to the Todd Hallball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 21 past 1 o'clock on Thursday, April 10th. Zombers, what did you dial up? That's fantastic.
No Body, No Crime by Taylor Swift.
Luckily,
for John and Boaz, there was no body. everyone got out alive.
If you did not join us before the break, let me fill you in. I may have to go to the judges, but we may have had the best call ever on our What's Worse segment. Today's category, and I was nervous about this because I had to look it up myself. What's worse, timid or temerity? Timid or temerity? Excessive confidence or the lack of it?
Well, the other way around.
All right, well,
timid.
Yeah. Timid is the lack of confidence.
Yeah.
And temerity, excessive confidence. And God bless the hometown for coming through. John, well, I'm from Richland Center, but Richland County. John and Boaz calls in, and he says it's worse to be timid because he was burglarized last week in Richland County. A guy tried to steal tools, $500 worth of tools, from his yard. And I said, John, well, how, did you catch the guy? He said, yeah, the next morning. He was jacked up on coffee. And that's, see, that's why I love Richland County. He wasn't jacked up on methamphetamines or coke.
Just no, a lot of caffeine.
He had a lot of coffee in him. And John, I'm sorry, John, we were up against the clock. I would have asked more questions. Like, did he use one of the tools to hit the guy over the head? Was it just good old fashioned bear wrestling? Or was the local sheriff involved? I thank God John's okay. That was a fantastic call. We don't get many of those in terms of just like the drama. But that was on the ground reporting in Richland County. That's fantastic. And by the way, John and Boaz is absolutely right. If you were a timid person, you wouldn't be able to stop this guy, get your tools back. And you certainly wouldn't be able to help him. So you can't be timid or stuff like that happens. Great call. Thank you, John. And I'm glad you're okay in all seriousness. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What's worse, timid or temerity? 855-752-4842. Hang on here. I'm pulling these up. Well, I got breaking. Should I do breaking news quick? We have breaking news, actually.
Oh, if we have breaking news, we should probably a look at that.
This just out. This is real. Breaking news for a second. Here's a step away. According to an announcement, Wisconsin Democratic Chair Ben Wickler announces he will not run for re-election. Democratic Party Chair Ben Wickler announced in a letter to Wisconsin Democrats that he would not seek re-election to a fourth term as chair of the state party. His current term concludes this June. All Democratic Party Wisconsin elected officials will be up for election in a two-year term at the Wisconsin Dem State Party Convention this June 14th and 15th. Anyone interested in running for state party office can visit WISDEMS, that's WISDEMS, WISDEMS.org for more information on how to run. There is a statement there from Ben Wickler. I'm looking at this in real time. He says later on, after he says, I'll be passing the torch, he says, quote, I'm going to take some time to figure out what's next and spend time with family and I fiercely love, but haven't seen enough of. I'll keep you posted at benwickler.com. As I plan my own next chapter, I have enormous confidence in the phenomenal team at our state party, our superstar volunteers, our elected leaders, and in our mighty coalition. Again, breaking news at this hour, Wisconsin Dem Party Chair Ben Wickler announcing that he will not seek re-election to another term coming up this June. Had been a lot of talk about this in political circles, that this was the rumor. Some people are saying that Wickler is eyeing either running for governor, should Tony Evers decide not to run for re-election, or for U.S. Senate against Ron Johnson. So we'll see what the future holds, but my best to Ben Wickler. I think he's a phenomenal individual, and he has done more for, in my opinion, as a former Republican and now an independent. So I'm looking at this from the outside as just a political guy. Ben Wickler has done more for the modern day Wisconsin Democratic Party than anybody I know. Because running parties, and in particular the Democratic Party, is like herding cats, to use the old phrase, because everybody wants to go their own way. And one of the things Republicans have been, at least to date, better at doing is keeping their members in line. Much more difficult to do that on the Democratic side, in my opinion. But Ben Wickler has been able to say, look, keep your eyes on the prize, keep your eyes on the goal. He has helped raise more money for the Wisconsin Democrats than anybody before him. And it used to be Democrats complaining all the time, saying that, you know, well, we lose these elections because we're outspent. And Republicans would say, hey, you know what? Raise more money if you want to compete. Guess what? Ben Winkler came on the scene and he said, okay, I'll take that. And I'll raise you one. And Winkler, ever since he became chairman, has consistently outraised the Republican Party of Wisconsin. And now it's the Republicans saying, well, you know, the Democrats outraise us all the time, and that's why we can't win. But hats off to Ben Winkler. He has been a servant to the state, servant to democracy, done a great job. I wish him all the best in whatever is next for him. The big question now is what's going to happen with Wisconsin Democrats? Joe Zepecki, Kelda Royce. We'll see who's going to throw their name in first here. What kind of a race that's going to be. And on the Republican side, this has been breaking over the last couple of days. We just haven't really talked about it. Republicans now are having trouble keeping their own cats herded. The extreme, and I guess, I mean, it's hard to classify MAGA as MAGA and then extreme MAGA, but there is a faction of Wisconsin Republicans now, particularly in Brown County, who want to oust Brian Arthur Schimming. From his position as chairman of the Wisconsin Republican Party. So could be two new leaders coming up later this summer in both of these things. And we need leaders in this country who are not timid. And in this state, timid or temerity. Protect your tools. Come on back. It's the All Balls Show on Civic Media.
I am a lineman for the county, and I drive the main road, searching in the sun for another.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Little Glenn Campbell, right? There. Little Wichita lineman for you. A suggestion by our own ongoing contributor, Jeff Perry. Thank you, Jeff, and thank you, Zomers, for being so quick. The reason is, and this is why I encourage people to watch this on the stream on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter, because here we have video right now up on the screen. On the stream, we are being visited right outside our window here in downtown Madison on State Street by one of our lovely City of Madison employees. One of our linemen, one of our electrical people, they're changing the light bulb. Not just the light bulb, the fixture right outside of our window of streetlight zombers. How about that?
Like you said during the break, it'd be awesome if we had a microphone outside.
I know.
Could just like reach a pole over and be like, right. Hey, sir, or how's like it going?
If our windows opened, they're these sealed windows so we can't open them up, it'd be great. I mean, because the guy is almost so close outside my window, I could touch him. I mean, he's like 8 feet, 10 feet away. But we got our street cam, our Sam Davison street cam, by the way, is pointed upwards. And here's this guy. And this just goes to, here's a shout out to everybody, our city workers. These people do not get enough respect, admiration, or credit. Because and now he's coming down. Look at this, in real time. In the bucket. He's in the bucket. These people, and I was on our city council back in Richland Center for a couple of terms, and you get to know these people. And these are the folks that in the middle of the night, when there's ice or whatever, or lightning strikes, and you say, oh, this really sucks. My lights are out. This really sucks. The refrigerator is not working. Well, what really sucks is the people that have to go out in these conditions and risk life and limb to get it working again for all of us sitting at home in our slippers and robes under blankets at home. And here's one of these people right here, right outside of our window, working for the city of Madison, getting it done. So a huge shout out if you work for the road crews, the electrical crews, the water work crews, whatever it is in municipal government across the state of Wisconsin, a shout out to you for keeping the rest of us safe and secure.
Thank you for your service.
And it's enormously, I mean, this takes me back to being a kid. I don't care how old you are. It's just fun and interesting to watch people like this who are much more talented than I could ever be to work on this stuff because they're up there in the bucket and this guy has no fear and he's drilling the new out the new socket? No. The new lamp.
Fixture, like you said before. Thank you. I think it's probably the right word.
Onto the pole, putting the fixture on the pole. I wish I knew his name. We could give him a shout out. But anyway, there's lots going on today here at the old Civic Media Studios in downtown Madison.
Not all heroes wear capes, Todd.
100%. I agree with that. So breaking news, Ben Wickler, chair of the Wisconsin Democratic Party, has announced that he will not run for re-election in June. And a minute later, during the commercial break, we now get a statement. I mentioned him by name. Joe Zepecki. He's been on the program. Great guy. Joe Zepecki has put out this statement, and I quote, following word that Ben Wickler will not seek another term as chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, Joe Zepecki released the following statement. Every conversation I've had about the future of our party gets to the same place. Democrats have got to do better when it comes to how we communicate our message. We need more effective communicators, period. I've given long, serious thought to how we do that and up our game. Now, my plan is to spend the next week talking with party members and leaders across the state about that vision to see if they're ready to shake things up. Stay tuned. Unquote. That's the statement from Joe Zepecki. And in politics, we call that getting ready to run.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah. And look, I think Joe would be great at it.
I think he'd do a good job, yeah.
Great communicator. Here's the resume on Joe Zepecki. Since founding Zepecki Communications in 2016, Zepecki has been lending his communication expertise to the fight to protect and build on Obamacare, support public schools, protect and strengthen our democracy, and ensure union workers build Wisconsin's clean energy future. He served as a top communication official in the Small Business Administration, SBA, as a political appointee during President Barack Obama's first term, working with 68 regional offices across the country to implement strategic communication initiatives. He is also a veteran of three presidential campaigns, including the Wisconsin Communication Director for the Obama-Biden ticket when Paul Ryan was named the VP nominee in 2012. Zepecki also served as senior role on campaigns for U.S. Senate and governor and vice legislative campaigns across the country. Joe Zepecki putting out feelers, as we say, doing a little listening campaign across the state of Wisconsin as he prepares to apparently run for the chairmanship of the Wisconsin Democratic Party, as Ben Wickler announced he will not run coming up here in June. We'll be following that, see who else gets in. So continue to listen to Civic Media for that. Let's go back and wrap up our lots of breaking news. We have changes in party leadership. We have lamps being replaced outside the window. And we have what's worse. Again, the category today, what's worse, timid or temerity? Is it worse to have a lack of confidence, or is it worse to have an excessive amount of confidence? What's worse, timid or temerity? Zombers, what do you think?
Well, we got a text from Jack in Merrimack that sums up how I feel pretty well.
All right.
He says, in my opinion, in personal relationships, temerity is worse because it can be used to bully or intimidate. But timidity is worse in moral situations, as we can see what political timidity of law enforcement officials has allowed to happen with our government. I totally agree.
Yeah,
when you're just interpersonal relationships, if you're a cocky jerk, that's not going to get you anywhere.
Right.
And if you let other people speak and listen, that's better. But in situations of great import, if you don't have the confidence to act, we end up with tariffs that increase and decrease every 30 seconds.
Yeah.
And the world plunging and down the toilet.
Well said. Appreciate that, Jack Merrimack, for sending that in and Zomers. And earlier we had John and Boaz saying that he unfortunately was burglarized last week, ended up finally catching the guys trying to steal his tools and saying that, you know, if you're timid, people are going to get away with that kind of stuff. Barb, listening on WAUK in Waukesha, says, I agree with John. Timid is worse. Timid people expect others to do their dirty work. All right. Very good. Lynn in Oconomowoc. Oh, speaking of the change in party leadership for the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, Lynn in Oconomowoc says, Joe has my vote. Joe Zepecki. So there's one for Joe if he's looking for votes on that. On the what's worse question, timid or temerity? Let's see here. We have, just going back through a couple of these. Here is Matt in Middleton listening on WMDX says temerity is worse as it may give you such an ego as to lead you to paint your face orange and never admit being wrong or act horribly.
Very fair.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Mary in Tosa says temerity is worse. It immediately brought Trump to mind for me. Dana in La Crosse says, are we talking about MAGA timidity and MAGA temerity? Because that is very different. Good point there. So there's just a few quotes for you. Appreciate. I would say, you know, it always depends, right? But probably overall being timid is worse, I guess, if I had to make a choice. Because I think, you know, it's like Garrison Keillor, you know, on Prairie Home Companion, used to powder, one of their made-up sponsors. It was Powder Milk Biscuits, you know. Give shy people the courage to stand up and need to do what needs to be done.
You know, if you're overconfident, at least people know where you stand.
Right, right. Powder Milk Biscuits. Great, great show, Prairie Home Companion, and a great, great individual broadcaster in Garrison Keillor. 43 minutes now. Thanks, everybody who played What's Worse. Be back with a new edition tomorrow. 43 now past the hour of 1 o'clock. I want to play something that we were going to get to yesterday, just ran out of time, as it were. But I want to play you something in real time that was posted here last couple of days. This is from an attorney in Virginia, an immigration attorney, who was called by his client because ICE showed up at his apartment building outside. And it's like a two-story, probably four-unit apartment building. And the attorney smartly had his phone and video, and was videoing this in real time. So the attorney and his assistant pull up in their car, and there's already a half a dozen or so ICE agents outside this person's apartment with unmarked cars. And I only saw identification on one of the people in the video.
And only when they were repeatedly asked.
Right. And so this attorney is asking, why are you showing up to, and they claim they're there to do a welfare check on one of the kids in the home. It's about 2 minutes, so bear with, I want you to listen to this because I think it's valuable. We hear a lot on social media, everywhere else, an argument, is this real, is this not real? This is real time, a video by an attorney who is interacting with ICE, apparently trying to disappear an individual in the United States of America.
These are ICE hanging out in front of my client's house, so we're going to see what's up. Oh, it's too early for this, y'all. What's going on? Who do y'all represent?
Who are you?
I'm the family lawyer here.
Okay, guess my identification.
Yeah, do you?
Yeah.
Okay, who do you represent?
HSI, Homeland Security Investigations.
All right, what's going on?
We need to talk to her, make sure she's doing okay.
Who is, that's not her.
Oh. I work for her.
Okay, yeah.
We're looking for Amy.
For what?
We're doing.
All right, stop right there, please. So first of all, the ICE says, we're looking for her. The ICE officials think that the woman with the attorney is the person they're looking for. And he's like, no, she works for me.
But she looks Hispanic, so they assume.
Exactly, exactly. She appears to be of Hispanic ethnicity. And so, like Zahmer said, you know, she assumed. The ICE people assumed. All right, here we go.
She's doing okay. What's the basis?
Listen,
I'm going to tell
you. Okay.
Are you recording this, aren't you?
Yeah. Immigration court case has been closed by the judge. We're just waiting on what are we waiting on?
Just for the priority date.
Priority date for her green card.
She can request her green card.
Perfect. We still need to talk to her.
Okay.
All right, stop right there. So the attorney says, why are you here? Well, we need to check on the minor. The reason they're giving is the child, the minor of this individual who they really want to go after. And the attorney says, well, we have the assistant there. Look, we have a court date. What are we waiting on? Wait on the final day to have the green card approved. So let's be clear here. This individual in the apartment being represented by this really smart attorney has done everything right, apparently. Is doing it the quote-unquote right way. is simply waiting for their court date to have the green card authorized and given to them. Go.
I can set up an appointment at my office. We can do that.
Perfectly fine. You got a card?
Nah, but I can give you my name and number. Come on, man. See, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. She's around somewhere, I'm assuming.
Again, you need to talk to the sponsor and to...
Okay, so now you need to talk to the sponsor, too. You say you need to talk to her. Now, who you need to talk to so I can set you up?
Well,
I'm trying to prevent you all from coming back into this neighborhood. You understand? And she's doing fine. I don't know what... Again, I know what you're here for. I don't know if this is this is the first time this has ever happened, so this must be a new policy.
Any other questions?
Nah, you?
Nope.
All right.
Yeah,
you too.
And with that, the ICE agents sheepishly walk away. Again, this is a Virginia lawyer protecting his client from an apparent attempted ICE kidnapping. Five armed ICE agents profiled, as Zahmer said, a Hispanic paralegal, and said we're doing a quote-unquote welfare check on a minor child whose mother was waiting for a green card.
None of them were in uniform. Only one showed an ID.
Right. That's what's happened in the United States of America. And thank goodness this attorney who you heard was a really, really smart person and a really great attorney. And that's how you send these people away. Back with more after this is the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 9 before the hour of 2 o'clock. At the top of the hour, ABC or CBS News, depending upon which of our stations you listen to. Little weather update from Brittany Merlot, our great sports reporter Mike Clemens, talking about that Brewers win last night, 17-2 over Colorado. The Brewers are in action, getting ready to first pitch right now in Arizona. You can hear that on select stations across the Civic Media Radio Network over the air. And then it's the Maggie Dawn Show every afternoon from 2 until 4. Maggie Dawn right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Talking before the break, played you the entire unedited video clip. Well, I guess it was edited only because the attorney at one point gave his phone number to the ICE agent and they turned the audio off for that, obviously.
Yes, there were two edits. There was one when the ICE officer gave their name and identification, right, and one when the lawyer gave his identification to the ICE agents. Those are the only edits.
Thank you. And so this is a Virginia lawyer protecting a young client from an attempted ICE kidnapping. Five armed ICE agents were there. Only one had identification that was finally shown after the attorney demanded it. They didn't have it visible. And the paralegal that was with the attorney looked Hispanic. They profiled her and said, well, we're here to check on a minor child waiting for a green card. And so they said, quote, so they were just looking for a Hispanic female, clearly, the attorney said. This was an attempted kidnapping, unquote, according to the attorney. The ICE officers, not in clear uniform, in other words, you know, undercover, if you want to say that, only one badge between them, speaking to attorney James Rivera's partner, that young Hispanic woman, saying that, you know, they were on the lookout for her. And remember, Donald Trump signed an executive order directing ICE agents to track down and deport unaccompanied migrant children. So clearly this is an attempt by ICE to go in undercover, not identify themselves, say we're here to check on the child, just see if it's okay, and then separate the child from the mom, who, by the way, according to the attorney, has followed the law, is in the court system, and all they're waiting for is the final date to be given the green card. It's already done. She's essentially here legally. They're waiting on a backed up immigration court system to get their job done. And these ICE agents being sent by Trump trying to trick people into handing over their kid. That's the America we live in today. Want to get to this quick. According to Axios, headline, migrant detainees should be in El Salvador prison, quote, for the rest of their lives, unquote, according to Noam. The more than 200 migrants sent to a maximum security prison in El Salvador by U.S. immigration agents should stay there, quote, for the rest of their lives, unquote, Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem said yesterday. Noem's remarks reflect the Trump administration's harsh approach to non-citizens it views as criminal or gang members, in this case, arresting and deporting them to a foreign maximum security prison without giving them a court hearing. Her comment came 2 days after the U.S. Supreme Court signaled that such detainees, designated as quote-unquote enemies of the U.S., can be deported, but should have some way to challenge their removal. Quote, Noem said, we're confident that people that are imprisoned in El Salvador should be there, and they should stay there for the rest of their lives, unquote. She said her assessment was based on intelligence work by ICE and other agencies, including the State Department. But get this. A couple of days ago, one of the attorneys in the U.S. Department of Justice said during a court hearing that, oh yeah, we made a mistake in at least one of the people, admitted to a judge that the guy should not be there. What did the Trump administration do? They fired the attorney who said that. Fired the attorney who admitted to a judge, yeah, we made a mistake. I saw this coming years ago, folks. Back in 2010, 2011, working in the Wisconsin State Senate for then State Senator Dale Schultz. When he had the chutzpah to vote against Scott Walker and his fellow Republicans on trying to gut environmental laws in favor of mining jobs that were not real in northern Wisconsin. And then again, when he was the only sitting Republican senator to vote no on Act 10. And Reince Priebus, before he became Trump's first chief of staff, called me up because Dale didn't want to talk to anybody. I answered one of Dale's, I said, Dale Schultz's phone. And Reince Priebus called up and said, oh, Todd, it's Reince. Yeah, Dale's still on the team, right? He's still on the team. This stuff started years ago, you guys. The only thing that the Republican Party cares about is, are you on the team? And that means never asking questions. And that means do not cross the line. And all it took was Donald Trump to bring to fruition what many of the Republicans wanted. Somebody to say, do not question us, and we'll get rid of you if you do. And now it's coming true. Now Donald Trump has the resources to do it. And we have to keep talking about this and being honest with each other to preserve democracy in this country and to preserve the United States of America into the future. Great show today. Appreciate you. Stay tuned. Maggie Dawn is next. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. We'll see you tomorrow. Keep banging on and your day will come. Keep banging on your drum.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.